Mix 101.7 KAYL, and moving on from the scouting report as we're counting down to the area game of the week, as it's in Class A District 2 this week with Sioux Central hosting Ridgeview. And now some coaches' comments. First, it's the Rebels, Brandon Goodchild, and homecoming coach. Of course, you want your players to have fun, yet focus in practices, and hopefully that's been going well.
Yeah, this week, you know, a big thing that we've been talking about, practices, focus, and, you know, all the activities going on, and you know, it should be a lot of people, new field, be a third game on it. But, you know, we got to focus on the football game on Friday night, and that's a big focus this week.
Well, first of all, if we could rewind quickly to your game last Friday against South O'Brien, got off to a good start, but they eventually rallied back and edged you by a touchdown. As you looked back on that game, what stood out to you?
Yeah, we did get off to a good start. We did some good things, but we also did quite a few bad things that we needed to make sure we clean up this week of practice. Some uncharacteristic, undisciplined things that did happen. And, you know, that's what happens, you know, when a good team plays you. They bring out some of the flaws, and they're a pretty good team.
Was it a few too many penalties on your end?
We had that, but the big thing was our special teams. I thought it gave up field position in a couple situations to give them scores. So, and defensively, we struggled to stop their tailback. So,
three guys threw passes for you in that game. What is your quarterback situation for this Friday and going forward?
Right, you know, that was a positive last Friday night. We had a good, you know, Matt Saunders did a good job in the quarterback position there, mm-hmm. and you know, he'll be there this week, and I guess, you know, the other two might get some reps too as well. But I thought Matt did a nice job last week.
Coach, you're in the top 10 in Class A. You're running the football between the backs and the linemen. How do you feel about how that's going?
I guess I didn't even know that, but I guess that's a positive. It's split between two guys back there. You know, that's always a good thing to see. Means our line's doing some good things up front as well, though.
Yeah, Brady Rusk and Mac Pryor hammering out the yards. And, Coach, you haven't faced a team that passes as much as Ridgeview does. Altareal, you would probably be the closest. What kind of challenge do you view this as for your defense tonight?
You know, that's a good point there, because this week they're gonna put us in space, and they got some good athletes out there, so it's going to be a test to see what we can do in space and open field tackles and one-on-one and stuff like that.
They've got some size. You've overcome that disadvantage in years past. How do you feel about matching up with them in the trenches tonight?
They're big up front, you know, and physical, and they got some good athletes up there, and they got some people behind them that can play. You know, we gotta just buckle down, and like I said, we've been up against some big guys before, and we can't change what we do. We just got to make sure that we do some a little more responsibility defense and a little more responsibility on our offense line.
Some words from Sioux Central football coach Brandon Goodchild. Always appreciated, coach, and all the best tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
And we will have more coming up in the pregame as we count down to the 7 o'clock kickoff from Sioux Rapids here on Mix 101.7.